Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he knows what he's talking about. Dr. Francis Boyle joining us. Coming up next segment, and then after he leaves us, more of your phone calls and news. But right now, let's get some more calls in. Vaughn in California, thanks for calling on World War III. Go ahead.
Hello. So, with the Ukraine using more ammo than the U.S. can even produce or bring in there, once they run out of ammunition, what are they going to use after that? Some Polish generals are just coming out saying that the Ukraine may have a nuclear device. They may even be in the production of making them because they have nuclear power plants. So when the conventional war ends, thermonuclear war is most likely going to happen. And with the puppet in chief right now walking us right in there, so we can just be ready, I guess, for the nuke to drop. I know I'm kind of all over the place, but you kind of have
to. No, you're not all over the place. It's all interconnected. You're dead on, sir.
Thank you. That's my point right there. Oh, one more point. The COVID vax could be a precursor to nuclear war, so that way more people die from the nuclear fallout. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We got Dr. Boyle coming on about those very topics. He's loaded for bear. Let's talk to Tanner in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Man, bottom line is everyone's just got to get ready for whatever's going to come down the road. Personally, I feel an overwhelming sense of calm and peace, which is kind of weird. I've been prepping for 10 years. Whatever happens, how it happens, you've just got to be ready spiritually, mentally, and physically. The best thing you can do is, get off grid, learn your basic skills, and survive. The bottom line of this is just to be able to survive. However they cut the pie, unfortunately, it's going to get cut, and you just got to be ready for it.
I agree with you. This thing is escalating. I think you just have the peace of being a Christian and knowing that God's in control. We've got to realize that God will turn this evil towards good in the end if we do the right thing. Thanks for the call. Freeman in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's Freeman of FreemanTV.com. You and I were rocking Access Television 18 years ago.
Absolutely. I was doing it 28 years ago. It's all great. Good job. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the Wernher von Braun's prediction and prophecy of the attack that was coming in from... He said it would be Russian, terrorists, asteroids, and an alien. And I want your amazing audience to dig into these few facts. So during COVID, at the lockdown, there was a massive horde of asteroids hurtling towards planet Earth. General O'Shaughnessy became the combatant commander, and he was broadcasting from deep underground in Cheyenne Mountain at Space Command. He told us about putting the Mercy and the Comfort and the field hospitals out there. And these all had trauma doctors, not medical doctors. All of a sudden, O'Shaughnessy steps down in the midst of this COVID and resigns as head of NORTHCOM. And General Van Herk takes over. Well, Van Herk comes from the 509th Bomb Wing, which is the very group that took care of Roswell. So the new combatant commander comes from the group of Roswell. So we went from asteroids to aliens, and our combatant commanders at the heads of NORTHCOM. And when O'Shaughnessy, General O'Shaughnessy, quit being head of NORTHCOM, he went to work for SpaceX. So I'd love.
Well, they definitely are using the balloons to create hysteria and fear. I appreciate your call. And they come out and saying, "Oh, it's not aliens. It's obviously not aliens." And we got more calls, Mountain Patriot and Sam, but I'll get to you if you can hold. If you don't, I understand. After Dr. Francis Boyle joins us, we cannot have a more informed, insightful, over-the-horizon brain with us. And I just know this is not pearls before swine. This is very important information. So watch it live. Get the archive this afternoon at band.video and share this, because we're covering the Nord Stream, World War III, the poison shots, all of it, the big picture, with Dr. Francis Boyle, who's also a great author and professor. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, all the experts agree this could lead to full-on thermonuclear war. The atomic scientist group that since the 60s has had the doomsday clock has moved the clock a few weeks ago, 90 seconds to midnight, the closest to Armageddon this world has ever seen, and I agree with their analysis. The first shots of the new world war were fired 3+ years ago when they released COVID. And within a few weeks of it being known, Dr. Francis Boyle, that wrote the U.S. Biological Chemical Weapons Law, was the former top U.N. war crimes prosecutor of Slobodan Milosevic. His pedigree goes on and on. Laid out here in late January and February in 5 or 6 interviews, the blueprint of exactly what was happening and what did then happen. So it's almost a waste of our time to get him to analyze what previously happened and how he's vindicated, beyond vindication, prescient. It's almost a distraction to cover what's currently happening. I want to know what he thinks is about to happen with Professor Francis A. Boyle, author, researcher. He's the guy that got one of the special PhDs that Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger got, only 1 year out of Harvard, because he was top of his class across the board at school and universities, to be prepped to be one of these top brains. But he was a patriot, a pro-human infiltrator from the beginning, and kept his mouth shut and got to the top of it. And then for 40 years, has been 40-plus years, exposing them. And he joins us now. He has a host of topics that he's going to be getting to here. The World Health, World Regulations, Biden and Blinken and Sullivan and Nuland on the Nord Stream bombing that Cy Hirsch has blown wide open, pun intended. The Republicans in the House can put us out of the World Health Organization. They can also start impeachment for World War III and so much more. So he joins us to cover all of these incredible topics. But before we hit World War III and the new rollout for the global biomedical treaty and the tyranny and the enforcement arms, the cashless society through the vaccine passport, do a few minutes, sir, recapping how you knew 3 years ago. It's 3 years now, plus 3 years and a month, that you were the first to completely nail it. Before the whistleblowers, before the Vice President of Eagle Health Alliance, Dr. Huff came out, before it all, how you nailed it. And then now it's coming out. They knew it would kill people. They knew it wouldn't protect them. They knew it would cause VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS. They're now calling it that. I mean, wow. Are we? I'm not kissing your ass or groveling here, but I am just so impressed. And so if you can just recap, and then we can go wherever you want first here, sir.
Well, Alex, thanks so much for having me on. My best your viewing audience, and I'm always happy to hear from them, get feedback. With all due respect to you, I did want to comment on this 90-minute clock. That's grossly misleading, Alex. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists have been taken over by the U.S. military industrial complex. It should be closer to 15 seconds to midnight, Alex. I say that I was an undergraduate at the University of Chicago, where the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists was established by scientists from the Manhattan Project who quit after the defeat of Nazi Germany on the grounds that that was the reason for the bomb to beat the Nazis to the punch, and it was no longer necessary. And they were the cutting edge at that time on nuclear weapons, nuclear arms control, nuclear deterrence, et cetera. And I took out a subscription to follow them because I was studying all these subjects from college. And over the years, if you look at their board, it was completely co-opted, as so many of our institutions have been.
Sure, that's how the left is now totally pro-war. So point taken. Thank you. Back to my question, please. How you nailed it 100%, totally vindicated, with what happened with the bioweapon, the Frankenshots, and then what you think is coming next on there, and then we can get into World War III or the Nord Stream pipeline and all those facets.
Well, as I told you before, Alex, I decided shortly after I was 17 to get the most elite education I possibly could and turn it against the people running the American empire. So here I am. What can I say? I wasn't quiet at Harvard. I spoke up quite volubly.
Okay, then I misspoke. Then how the hell did they give you this, that secret-level education if they knew you weren't on their team? Did they think they could seduce you?
I guess they figured I could be co-opted, yes. But that's why I teach here and not at Harvard, because they certainly did not want me on the faculty there. What can I say? So there it is.
So again, you nailed what happened with COVID like a time machine, like you'd gone forward 3 years. Where are we now with COVID?
Well, Alex, what is happening now, the next stage, is this setting up a worldwide medical police state under the control of the WHO and its director general, Tedros, whom, as we know, is rotten, corrupt criminal. The WHO is a front organization for the CDC, Big Pharma, the biowarfare industry, and the Bill Gates and the Communist Chinese government. And what they are doing now is, in order to override and circumvent the enormous domestic opposition here in the United States to all these orders and decrees coming out of Washington, D.C., they've all gone to the WHO blue wash this new worldwide medical police state, either by means of the new proposed WHA regulations, which I have read, and or a new WHO treaty. And if you read either one or both, it's clear it will establish a worldwide medical police state under the control of the WHO, which is a front organization for the others I have mentioned. That is what I believe confronts us as American citizens today. This is being done expressly for the purpose of circumventing our Constitution, our laws, and our democratically elected officials at the state and local basis. So we have to act now to stop it. There is, as you know, right now, negotiations going on in Congress over the extension of the national debt. I believe the Republicans in Congress must put a rider in there that will be veto-proof, that Biden will not be able to veto, pulling us out of the WHO and also terminating all funding for the WHO, which Congress can do by means of legislation.
And there's some movement that way. I know Congress just has now pulled the funding for the EcoHealth Alliance Wuhan Lab.
That's correct. But we have to do it for the WHO to prevent this police state. Otherwise, and by the way, I want to note, I'm a political independent, but President Trump pulled us out of the WHO on 6 months' notice, which was a correct decision. Biden got elected, and he immediately rescinded that pullout. And then guess what? He appointed Tony Fauci as the U.S. representative on the WHO executive committee.
So he can write the global policy.
That's right. And now he has this fellow Zents as the new White House chief of staff, and he was Biden's COVID czar.
Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about the world government biomedical tyranny and how we stop it with Dr. Francis Boyle. Then we'll talk about World War III, the Nord Stream pipeline, and his bill that's getting a lot of traction to start the impeachment process to stop what could be the end of civilization as we know it. Dr. Francis Boyle is our guest. Stay with us. Band.video. Have you shared that link?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, February 15th edition. Dr. Francis A. Boyle couldn't be a more insider expert, but a patriot on the inside, a patriot for humanity. Doctor, I remember when you were on with us 3 years ago. You've been coming on for 20. But I remember when you were on 3 years ago, in January and February and March and April, you came on several times a month in that period. You said, this is a Pentagon-developed weapon working in conjunction with China, and Obama, and gain of function and all of it, to bring in a world tyranny, to bring in a corporate biomedical takeover. Now it's all official. They're announcing it's the basis of world government. Elon Musk was at the World Government Summit yesterday and said it's a bad idea. He doesn't want world government. So all of this is out in the open, and they've got this treaty draft that finally came out a few weeks ago. You drafted our laws and helped draft international laws on these subjects. So you, again, couldn't be a better expert on this. You're saying it's a major threat. It's a global police state. Break it down for us and then talk about how we stop it.
Right. I've read and analyzed. We have to understand there are two documents here. First are the proposed World Health Assembly regulations. And then second is a treaty, which a World Health Organization treaty applicable to pandemics. Basically, what they're playing here with us is rope-a-dope. They're trying to get either one or both of them that will set up basically a world a medical police state under the control of the WHO with Tedros as the director general having the right to proclaim a pandemic health of international concern that would trigger it all. And by the way, they're saying, well, we're doing this for the next pandemic. Right. They know there's going to be another pandemic because they know full well it's coming out of their own biosafety warfare labs, like COVID-19 did, coming out of University of North Carolina BSL-3 and the Wuhan BSL-4, which is Chinese Fort Detrick. WHO was a sponsoring institution of the Wuhan BSL-4. Imagine if it was a matter of public record that WHO was a sponsoring organization of Fort Detrick. We would know exactly what is going on. Indeed, Fort Detrick was working with the UNC BSL-3. So it's all very there in the documentary record what is going on. And this is the next stage of that. Since they couldn't get what they wanted here domestically in the United States because of opposition by the American people to the Frankenshot mandates and the other totalitarian measures that they have tried to oppose upon the American people, we have opposition now by Governor DeSantis, Governor Noem, Governor Abbott, Attorney General Landrum in Louisiana. I personally dealt with him and others around the country. They've decided to circumvent all this by going to the WHO, getting a treaty, getting the regulations adopted at its international agreements, and then returning here in the United States, whereby they could enforce these international agreements against the American people, against state and local democratically elected officials like governors and attorney generals, public health authorities, and basically issuing orders all the way down the line to our primary care physicians on how we should be mistreated. More Frankenshot mandates, prohibition on ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, mandates for using other types of drugs and prophylaxis that clearly would violate the Nuremberg Code on medical...
Like remdesivir, just like you did with AZT, more lockdowns, it's all there. Oh, I love the UN bragging that they're going to censor everybody than they've been censoring. I'm sure you saw 3 months ago the head of the UN Information Bureau bragged that they've been working with big tech to censor. We knew that was happening, but my goodness, the UN and corporations globally censoring doctors and scientists, and just total Nuremberg crimes, not just making us take an experimental shot, but blocking therapeutics and blocking public debate. I mean, this is outrageous.
That's exactly correct. And if you read both the regulations and the treaty, they have provisions in there on preventing so-called misinformation and disinformation and fake news. That includes people like you and me. That's exactly correct. And then we will see doctors ordered as to give us medications, Frankenshots, et cetera, that will kill us or disable us. And if the doctors do not comply, they could lose their license.
Let me ask you this, sir. How do we beat it, A and B? What is the master plan? I've got a good idea, but you really have the million-foot view. Well, what's the master plan?
Well, I didn't see your show earlier today, but Klaus Schwab put it out there. It's a world government. They're going for broke here. It's a world government under their control, these globalists, these elites, and they will issue orders that will bind all the rest of us and kill large numbers of us because, it's also a question of eugenics and population control. Sure, population reduction.
Wow. Other points on this, I want to shift gears into the battlefront and the 15 seconds to midnight in Ukraine.
Sure. Well, yeah, you got Schwab there giving it all away. He's a protege of Kissinger. I went through his PhD program at Harvard, and they gave me Kissinger's old office at Harvard's Center for International Affairs. Behind Kissinger is David Rockefeller. Kissinger has been on the Rockefeller family payroll at least since he was denied tenure at Harvard and had to go to work for the Council for Foreign Relations. So that's really what's going on here. And we know the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller Institute, they're all eugenicists. Right?
Well, we know the Rockefeller Foundation has been admittedly writing all the global policy. So we hear Fauci is the head of policy under Biden for this UN treaty. Fauci himself is just following Rockefeller orders, right?
That's correct. And that's really who's pulling the strings down here, the people with the money, like the Gates and the Rockefellers, et cetera. And they all believe in population reduction. This is what confronts us. And now they are going to try to do it with this new world medical police state set up under the auspices of the WHO as their front organization.
How do we stop it?
Well, as I said, we have to get organized. One of your other members said, well, he's trusting God. Well, I do too, but God helps those who help themselves. I mean, that's been my experience in my life. We have to help ourselves. We have to get out there and get organized against these people, at least as American citizens, and make it clear we are not going to accept a WHO medical dictatorship imposed upon us. You know, if the rest of the world wants to go along with that, I guess that's their business. But not Americans. We're the United States of America, the oldest democratic republic in the world, and we're going to fight back. We have to contact all of our members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, in the House and the Senate.
And get the attorney generals of the states and others moving, which they're doing in Louisiana and Missouri. Stay right there. Let's shift gears now into the main battlefront and 15 seconds to midnight in Ukraine. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Boyle, we're caught in the pincer attack of the world corporate Anglo-American UN takeover. They have provoked Russia into a war, in my view. Putin has come out in a speech last week. I played it last week, and he said, my beef is not with people of Europe or America, but with the globalists of the New World Order that are trying to take over and trying to destroy us. And I'm not saying Russia's perfect, but that really is a true statement. Now they've already launched their new offensive. I said that last week. Now it's confirmed. And massive losses on both sides. You know, the Nord Stream pipeline confirmed to be blown up. Victoria Nuland, as you know, and Biden bragged that they'd blow it up right before they did. Cy Hirsch has got a lot of documents showing there's a lot of people in U.S. intelligence that are very, very upset about what's happening and care about their children and grandchildren. And so you're uniquely placed and have had the experience to really pierce through what's happening here. You warned a year ago when this started, it would just continue to escalate up Khan's ladder at the Rand Corporation, and now here we are. So where do you want to go with this? First with Nord Stream, with the new offensive, and what you really think from your research is happening in this war?
Well, I think one of your previous call-ins had it right, that we're moving toward escalation. I watched Stoltenberg's press conference on TV this morning. He sounds pretty desperate to me. Ammunition is running out.
So for folks that don't know, that's the head of NATO.
That's correct. So the question will be the overt intervention of U.S. and NATO military forces into Ukraine itself to stop what very well could be a major defeat. We all know that right now there are covertly U.S. military forces and NATO forces in Ukraine assisting the Ukrainians in this war against Russia. Clearly, that violates the U.S. War Powers Clause of the Constitution and the War Powers Resolution of 1973, and other acts of belligerency, acts of war, non-nuclear.
And again, Professor, for those that don't know, there's no declared war, so that's why this is illegal.
So far, there is not, but we do have what even Foreign Minister Lavrov said is de facto warfare between Russia and the United States and the NATO states. Indeed, yesterday, as you know, in Germany, Secretary of Defense Austin was over there with 54 states allied against the Russian Federation. So as they see it, they are in it for the fight of their lives. And again, the problem here is escalation. That's why I drafted my bill of impeachment against Biden last July 28 that picks up the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. That clearly was an act of war and a war crime under the customary international laws of war that are incorporated into the Rome Statute for the International Criminal Court, which we are not a party to, but it incorporates correctly the laws of war, and it says a war crime, quote, intentionally directing attacks against civilian objects, that is, objects which are not military objectives, unquote. And clearly, the Nord Stream pipes were not military objectives. They were simply bringing gas to the people of Germany and Europe, and we destroyed it. The Bidenites, Nuland, Sullivan, Blinken decided to destroy it anyway, and they did it at least in cooperation with Norway, according to Helmer, also in cooperation with Germany and Denmark and Poland. All four states are members of the Rome Statute for the International Criminal Court, and therefore Biden, Nuland, Blinken, Sullivan are all subject to prosecution by the Rome Stat, by the International Criminal Court.
So this is a clear-cut war crime, and why would Biden brag he was going to do it but then deny and blame Russia? And is it a good sign that a lot of U.S. intelligence gave Cy Hirsch, he has a bunch of witnesses and sources, you know, he's very respected, obviously, he's broken a lot of big stories, back to Eli Masker, for those that don't know. To me, it shows a good sign that U.S. intelligence, at least a body of it, is saying this is wrong, and gave Cy Hirsch the information.
Well, first of all, it shows how arrogant with power Biden, Nuland, Blinken, and Sullivan are for publicly bragging about first threatening the Russian Federation's gas pipeline, and then bragging about doing it. They're completely arrogant and out of control, and even beyond the control of our own intelligence agencies and our own military. Right. It's a very dangerous sign, Alex, between you and me. Where does this end? What's the next stage? What are they going to do next? And as one of your colleagues said, and we've discussed before, this at some point could result in the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. If Ukraine's position collapses, retrogrades in the event of this Russian offensive? Are they going to introduce directly, overtly, U.S. and NATO military?
And they're already priming the public. They have Hollywood promoting it, the Pentagon promoting it, that, oh, limited nukes are okay. And so we know the Russians are having massive losses, but they're not going to give up. So I think what your prediction of a year ago is this is going to continue to escalate.
That's correct. It's going to continue to escalate unless we stop at the American people. That's why I drafted my bill of impeachment. It is against Biden. It is in circulation on Capitol Hill. It is now in the hands of at least three members of the Republican House Freedom Caucus. I've discussed it personally with one of them for half an hour who agrees with me.
So it's getting some traction. What about this angle? We have Democrat and Republican senators, as you know, calling to kill Putin. And aren't they thinking straight? If they kill Putin, we'll probably get even more hardliners in when Putin's been somewhat restrained. That's not a very smart move, is it?
Well, murder of a head of state is an international crime, and they are inciting the murder of a head of state, which is an international crime. And if this actually carries out, I think Russia very well might treat that as a formal act of war and declare war on us. Yeah, and then all bets are off at that point.
What's the timetable? I mean, gut level, I've never been more concerned for my children. What's your, not just as a researcher, famous professor, great brain on this, you know, 100-pound brain, gut level, what do you think should happen, doctor?
More escalation unless we stop Biden and the Bidenites. We have to stop them. I call upon the Republican members of the House to immediately put in my bill of impeachment against Biden, and if they want to, they could also add in there on the exact same grounds Blinken, Sullivan, and Nuland. They have the votes. They can move immediately to impeach Biden and the rest of them without even having hearings. They can just call it up. There's a special procedure there in the House rules. They could.
It's all very cut and dry. They launched a massive war against the biggest nuclear power in the world with no authorization. I mean, they're just, it's cut and dry.
That's correct. That's why I drafted that bill of impeachment. It can be called up immediately on the House floor. The Republicans have the votes. They could vote to impeach Biden and the rest of them, send it to the Senate for a trial. And I think they would be dead in the water at that point, the Bidenites. They would have to deal with the impeachment. This is exactly what happened to Reagan in the Iran-Contra scandal. The Reaganites were all set to invade Nicaragua. All of a sudden, the Iran-Contra scandal broke out. They were concerned about impeachment, and they did not go forward with their invasion of Nicaragua. So I think here we need to do the exact same thing.
Absolutely, and all we need is some leadership. Polls show upwards of 80% of Americans are against this war. We need to move now. Let's come back and talk more about the situation and other key topics with Dr. Boyle.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
World War III, according to every major analyst, has already begun. The average American thinks, because we're 10,000 miles from Russia, in the heartland of America, that it's another planet, that it's a billion or trillion miles away, and we're only 15 minutes if the missiles are launched from Russia, 3 minutes if they're launched from submarines, to the end of the world as we know it. No other broadcast is cutting edge like this one with the guests and the research we do. This is a family. We can't stay on air without you. We have the best bone broth formula out there. Bone broth is so good for your joints, your bones, your whole body. The best concentrate, the best chaga mushroom, the best turmeric, the best bee pollen. It's back in stock. Save Alex is the promo code that the crew came up with, not me. It's a little bit narcissistic there, but it's Save Alex. You get 40% off on that at InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 Testosterone Boost is an already nationwide bestseller. The owners of the big company allowed us to private label it under 1776. Testosterone Boost is a great thing. Really supercharges your life. Also, another bestseller from the same company is PainMD. That's our name for it. It's already a bestseller. Natural Pain Reliever. That's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And our new It's not new. It's been sold out for over a year, but it's back, so it's new. The prebiotic is so good. That's back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support. Back to Dr. Francis Boyle. I've been asking a lot of the questions here, but in the 9-10 minutes we have left, sir, I just want to give you the floor to cover any other angles or points you want to get off your chest to the world. People better be listening to you because you've proven you know what you're talking about. I give you about a 99% accuracy rate right now.
Well, as I was saying before the break, I have researched the House rules of the House of Representatives, and any member of the House could get up and read into the record a bill of impeachment against Biden, Blinken, Sullivan. I would also add in there Secretary of Defense Austin. I have nothing personally against him. But according to the account by Cy Hirsch, the destruction of the Nord Stream pipes was done by the U.S. Navy. So that had to have been under his control and authorization.
And they use regular Navy divers because the special forces and the SEALs are under congressional oversight. So they basically illegally, just like Iran-Contra, used a secret group to do it and kept it from Congress.
Well, they should have gotten authorization from Congress of the War Powers Resolution, and they did not.
But that's another step. Actually keeping them in the dark is even worse.
That's correct. That is exactly correct. And so I think any member of Congress can get up, read into the record from the House floor a bill of impeachment against Biden and the rest of them. McCarthy has the votes to impeach them. I don't see why he hasn't done this already. They've impeached Trump twice. The first time, you know, it was innocuous what Trump had done. I'm not justifying it. But the second time, that's a different story. But the first time, they impeached him for this conversation. So why isn't McCarthy calling the bills of impeachment up for vote immediately, shipping them to the Senate, and at that point, Biden and the entire foreign affairs defense establishment here, Sullivan, Blinken, Austin, would be paralyzed. They would be dead in the water. They would have to spend their time dealing with an impeachment trial, impeachment trials in the Senate, and I would hope that would slow the momentum down here towards a de jure war between Russia and the United States and NATO, because right now there is a de facto war going on. The blowing up of Nord Stream, that was an act of war and war crime for sure.
Dr. Boyle, let me raise this point. We don't just have this power grab by the bureaucracy and the executive branch to launch wars without congressional approval. We also have under Trump, Milley and Mattis and all of them bragging, oh, we keep the codes away from Trump with the nukes and we ignore what he says and bragging about it in the news, which they make it sound good, but it's now a military dictatorship is basically what's happening. And then Kirby on Monday came out in a press conference and said, well, we didn't tell Biden or anybody about the balloons, but we know about the balloons. So they're supposed to tell the president. Same thing with Trump. They didn't tell him. So we had Milley as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs under Trump saying, I talked to the Chinese. I've got the nukes. I'll make sure a war doesn't happen. I tell him Trump has no power. I don't want him doing that, but I'd kind of like to see some public statements that think it's wrong, not countermanding the president, but coming out and saying the war's wrong. So why is a war with China wrong, but a war with Russia is good? I mean, since when did they get in this mode of thinking this is something survivable?
Well, Alex, again, it goes back to the Brzezinski plan in the grand chessboard that whoever controls Eurasia controls the world. So they, as typical of the people running the U.S. empire, they decided to prey upon the weaker power. And as they see it, that's Russia. So they're going after Russia now, I guess China later. Remember, it was Obama who had the so-called pivot against Asia, which was really a pivot against China. And we've had serious disputes there now with China, that's another issue. But right now, Russia is the target. This is the Brzezinski plan. They are carrying it out. We have to understand that the people in this administration are Brzezinski protocols. Sorry, proteges. This is the Obama, Biden people in power. Brzezinski was the campaign guru for Obama on all his foreign affairs and defense policies and people. Obama studied with Brzezinski at Columbia. He was his advisor. So Obama came in the campaign, put Brzezinski in charge of that. Brzezinski packed that entire administration for 8 years.
So this is his Russophobic battle plan, as you predicted, and this really is the third administration of Barack Obama, not Biden. In a 60-second closing point, Resisting Medical Tyranny, Why the COVID-19 Mandates Are Criminal, that's your book at Amazon. You've got many other books people can find that are all incredible reading. In 60 seconds, I don't think the deep state thought the public would mobilize and get past the censors and expose their COVID narrative. I think we've had a big victory so far that the majority of the public doesn't buy into it. Something like 98% of people aren't taking the shots now. I mean, do you agree that though we're bloodied and wounded, humanity's starting to wake up and some positive things are happening?
Well, at least here in the United States, we are. We have governors. You mentioned the Attorney General Landry in Louisiana. I've had a long conversation with him. He understands what's going on. But that is why, Alex, they are now going to the WHO. They are going to the WHO and trying to get these regulations and get this treaty and then come back here and force it down our throats, despite our domestic opposition that we already have been mounting.
Incredible.
That's why Biden put Zents in there as the White House chief of staff, his previous COVID czar. So it's clear what the agenda is.
It's clear they're lining up to launch something new. They're hyping up bird flu. In 20 seconds, what else do you think they got on the virus radar?
Well, they have a whole host of viruses there, Alex. Indeed, we know for a fact the CIA has its own smallpox stockpile. We also know that the Amerithrax attacks in October 2001, that super weapons-grade anthrax, they still have a stockpile of that, probably at Dugway, that they can use against us at any time.
Total insanity. Dr. Boyle, thank you so much for the hour. God bless you, and we really appreciate you.
Well, thanks, Alex. Please keep up the good work and get the word out there at InfoWars.
I'm trying, sir. Hopefully we're still here in a month or 6 months or a year to talk. I mean, we really got to kind of get ready to die here, folks, or live in nuclear fallout. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. All right, the fourth hour is about to start. We've had patient callers like Sam and Mountain Pedri and Hold. I'll get to your calls, and then Kate Daly, who's an amazing talk show, always has incredible guests on. She takes over for the next hour. And then Owen Schroyer needs no introduction. Owen, the Cuck Destroyer, Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central Time. And the way we reach new people is you sharing the links to man.videoinfowars.com. Those get blocked a lot of places. That's why we have conspiracyfact.info. That's a simple webpage with the network feeds of the show. Conspiracyfact.info. Hour number four. 2 minutes away. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.